Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiu SBS. V tem trenutku pa se mi je po telefonu pridružila Rebecca Hall. Poznali smo jo kot Rebecco Rudolph iz Sidnija, drugače pa avtohtono iz Wollongonga. In Rebecca je letošnja dobitnica oziroma prejemnica nagrade Slovenke leta. Hello Rebecca and congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
So you obviously do a lot for the Slovenian community for receiving this award. Why do you think you were nominated?
Well, I suppose it came to a surprise to me as well. And I think the nomination was probably because from an early age I did do a lot within the Slovenian cultural community. And, you know, as my career progressed, I managed to achieve quite a lot as well. So it's quite lovely to be recognized for my achievements.
And what does having Slovenian background mean to you?
Having a Slovenian background provides me a strong heritage and obviously roots back to Slovenia. And it also gives me a greater appreciation for my parents and their upbringing and the diversity in the culture there. So it's great to have Slovenian background.
So your parents, Maria and Ivan Rudolph, have done a wonderful job teaching you about Slovenian culture. What do you remember the most about that? Is there a memory from your childhood that stands out?
Wow, great question. I have so many memories, but from my childhood, I remember being involved in the folklore dancing and performing at youth concerts. And what I really enjoyed was the energetic and happiness of the folklore music. That was one of my happiest memories growing up. That was a great time for me.
Have you travelled to Slovenia before?
Yes, many times.
And what do you like the most about that country?
I love the scenery. And you've got the mountains and the water and the ocean and, just the diversity in the landscape is amazing. I also love the food. Kremšnita are my favourite. And, of course, just the friendliness of the people.
Yeah. How do you find the people? How are Slovenians different to Australians?
I suppose Slovenians are more engaging and more interested in knowing what you're doing, where are you from, why have you come to visit. They just seem to have more time to stop and ask questions and be truly interested in what you're doing. I'm not sure if it's because it's a slower pace of life or in Australia, we all just seem to be too busy. I think Slovenian people are generally interested in meeting you and learning more about you.
And you have a son and a daughter. Are you teaching your kids about Slovenian culture as well?
Yes, I am. The Slovenian language is not so good, but, you know, they definitely get exposed to Slovenian culture. We obviously have a lot of interaction with my parents, their grandparents, and we do teach them a lot about the different foods and also, the different parts of Slovenia and cultures, and definitely they love the music. The polka music is something that they really enjoy.
Have they travelled to Slovenia with you?
They have been twice, yes, and fortunate to meet our cousins and second cousins all through Slovenia.
Thank you so much, Rebecca, for this lovely chat and congratulations for your award again. I hope to speak to you soon, maybe even next year for the next awards.
Okay, thank you so much, Katarina.